Wednesday, 25th week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the book of Ezra. Chapter 9, verses 5-9. And at the evening sacrifice, I rose from my fasting with my garments and my mantle rent, and fell upon my knees and spread out my hand to the Lord my God, saying, O my God, I am ashamed and blessed to lift my face to thee, my God, for our iniquities have risen higher than our heads, and our guilt hath mounted up to the heavens. From the days of our father to this day, we have been in great guilt, and for our iniquities we, our kings, and our priests have been given into the hand of the kings of the land, to the sword, to captivity, to plundering, and to utter shame at this day. But now for a brief moment favor have been shown by the Lord our God to leave us a remnant, and to give us a secure home within his holy place, that our God may brighten our eyes and grant us a little reviving in our bondage. For we are born men, that our God had not forsaken us in our bondage, but had extended to us his steadfast love before the kings of Persia, to grant us some reviving, to set up the house of our God, to repair its ruins, and to give us protection in Judea and Jerusalem. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 9, but 1-6. And he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal. And he said to them, take nothing for your journey, no staff, no bag, or bread, or money, and do not have two tunics. And whatever houses you enter, stay there, and from there depart. And whenever they do not receive you, when you leave that town, shake off the dirt from your feet as a testimony against them. And they departed and went to the villages, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. We must recognize our sin and God's immense love. They are the stubborn who do not obey God's teaching, but when they must endure bad consequences, they lay the blame on God that he had no mercy, no justice, etc. By doing so, not only they still have to bear bad results, but also deepen in their sins. If they know how to examine their conscience, they shall recognize their sins and God's immense love. He always gives them opportunities to return and to rebuild their life. Today reading intend to help people to recognize their sins and God's merciful love. In the first reading, the priest Ezra recognized that his sin, the sin of his ancestors and of the contemporary Israelites, are the causes of their exiles. He also recognized God's power and love for him and the Israelites through the changing of hearts of pagan kings so that they issue a decree to set free the Israelites, to let them return to their country, to re-establish it, and to rebuild the Jerusalem temple. In the Gospel, Jesus changed the apostles, bestowed his power on them, and sent them out to heal and to preach the good news. Whoever receives them and believes in Christ shall receive salvation and be healed. Whoever does not shall not receive those things. The apostles shall shake off dust from their sandals as a rope to accuse their stubbornness. Second analysis, first reading. God did not forsake his people in exile. Third point. The Israelites suffered according to their sins. The historical background of the book of Ezra is that Israelites too exiled in Assyria and in Babylon. Before the exile, God continually sent his prophets to forewarn them that the exile shall happen if they do not repent and return to God. The true sins which the prophets continually accused them are, first, they turned their back to God and chased after foreign gods. Secondly, they violated justice by wrongly taking the poor property and maltreating them. They did not listen to the prophet's warning, but also see and put them into prison. Some prophets were beaten or killed by them. The result of their stubbornness are, God let their enemies, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, destroy both the northern kingdom in 721 BC and the southern kingdom in 587 BC, brought all people to their countries as slaves, and destroyed the temple in Jerusalem. During their exile, many people still did not recognize their sin and blamed on God for letting the enemies maltreating God's selected people, especially the enemies who committed the same sins as theirs or even more severe sins. The prophet Ezra did not lie to the people. He recognized the reasons why God let the enemies destroy the Israelites. Today's passage expressed his true feeling as he said, "And at the evening sacrifice, I rose from my fasting with my garment and my mantle rent, and fell upon my knees and spread out my hand to the Lord my God, saying, O my God, I am ashamed and blushed to live my faith to thee, my God, for our iniquities have risen higher than our heads, and our guilt hath mounted up to the heaven. Not only he recognized his sin, but he also recognized the sins of his ancestors and of all the Israelites. He confirmed the punishment which God let them endure and deserve it. From the day of our fathers to this day, we have been in great guilt, and for our iniquities, we, our kings, and our priests have been given into the hand of the kings of the land, to the sword, to captivity, to plundering, and to utter shame at this day. Second point. The threats they receive from the Persian kings are completely from God's love. First, God have mercy on the Israelites when they are still sinners. Cyrus, the Persian king, issued a decree to liberate the Israelites, to let them return to their country, to reestablish it, and to rebuild the Jerusalem temple. Not only that, but he also provided financial means so that they could quickly rebuild the temple. Ezra recognized God's hand in this wonderful providence when he wrote, "But now, for a brief moment, favor had been shown by the Lord our God to leave us a remnant and to give us a secure home within his holy place, that our God may brighten our eyes and grant us a little reviving in our bondage." Second, God's merciful love is given to the Israelites through the Gentile kings. From the ancient time to now, there is no king who kindly cheats his enemies. But the Persian kings generously treated the Israelites. This fact shows God's power and love for the Israelites. Only God can convert the king's heart to do what he wants him to do. The Israelites must be ashamed before a gentle king who completely obeyed God to do and do what he wants, while they are God's selected people, forsook and disobey him to chase after foreign gods. Ezra confessed, "For we are born men, yet our God had not forsaken us in our bondage, but had extended to us his steadfast love before the king of Persia, to grant us some reviving, to set up the house of our God, to repair its ruins, and to give us protection in Judea and Jerusalem." Second, the gospel. To hope in God's strength and to sacrifice for the gospel. Third point. Jesus gave his apostles power and strength. Saint Luke reported Jesus' sending of the 12 as follows. He summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Jesus' mission on earth is to preach, to heal, and to train disciples to continue his mission. Before sending them out, Jesus gave them his strength and power so that they might also do what he did to bring people to God. The power over the devil belongs to God's power. If Jesus does not give, human beings can never conquer the devil. Regarding the power of healing, not only the apostles, but also many priests to all generations were granted by God to heal the sick. In our generation, the famous ones who healed many people are Saint Martin the Porret, Padre Pio, who have 5 Jesus marks on his body. Second point, he sent his disciples to preach the gospel and to heal the sick with the warnings: take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there, and leave from there. And as for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them. When commanding the words, Jesus wanted 3 things from them. First, absolutely trust in God, because hard workers are worthy to be rewarded by God, and those who received. God can motivate gratitude from those who listen to the gospel, or those who are healed, so that the people shall give back to preachers. Many faithful contribute their money to the church weekly, or to help the vocational fund, or to give money for the priest's tuition and room and board who go back to school, etc. Second, sacrifice all for the preaching of the gospel. When preachers do not depend too much on material things, they are easy to go anywhere who need to hear the gospel. But when they depend so much on them, they shall be suffocated by clothing, belonging, housing, and car. They are not easy to be on the way to preach the gospel for those who live far away. Third, to bless those who receive them, and to shake the dust from your feet at those who do not receive them. Whoever welcomes the disciples is to welcome Jesus himself, because he is the one who sent them out. Similarly, whoever denies them is to deny Jesus himself. Shaking the dirt from their feet is a sign for those who deny them to know they refused to hear the gospel, and consequently, they condemned themselves. Application in life. God always loves and provides us with many opportunities to listen and to learn the gospel. We so sincerely welcome and effectively use opportunities when they come. If we despise and miss opportunities, we must receive all bad consequences resulting from our indifference. Then we should not lay the blame on God as the cause of our suffering. Amen.